One of the folks who has been advising the president-elect and other Democratic leaders in Congress is Mark Zandi. He's the chief economist for Moody's Economy.com, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program, Mr. Zandi.
Thanks for having me.
Mr. Zandi, you served as an advisor for Senator John McCain's presidential campaign, and now you've been working with the Democrats in leadership. I'm wondering, what sort of advice are you giving them for how to get out of the situation?
Well, I think the most important thing is that government policy needs to be very aggressive. We need a concerted, comprehensive, and consistent response to our economic problems. The crisis is very severe and significant, and without such a response, we're going to be in the economic soup, so to speak, for a long time to come.
And specifically, I'm sure there's many things you've suggested. Could you give us a couple of highlights of concrete plans?
Well, the thing that's on the drawing board right now is the economic stimulus plan, and I think we do need a very large plan that would include increases in government spending and tax cuts.
To add to this troubled economy, we now have the latest unemployment figures out this morning from major metropolitan areas. Here's how they look. In November 2007, 18 areas reported jobless rates of at least 7%. In November 2008, that number jumped to 121. Which areas have seen the highest unemployment rate?
Well, the most significant problems are in the industrial Midwest. As we all know, the auto industry is having a great deal of difficulty, and layoffs have been very severe. Also, in parts of the country where the housing market has been hit hard, California, Florida, Arizona, Nevada, there, too, employment has fallen and unemployment has risen.
And which areas are seeing the lowest unemployment numbers?
They're generally in the interior parts of the country, the farm belt. But one of the hallmarks of the current downturn is that the problems, the economic problems, are broad-based across the country. In most recessions that we've experienced, the problems are very regionally concentrated, and that's not the case in this downturn. It is coast to coast.
National and state unemployment numbers will be out at the end of this week. What should we expect looking at a total loss for 2008?
Well, I think we'll see total job losses for the year of about 2.4 million people. Another 500,000 jobs will be lost in December, so that'll bring the total to 2.4 million. The unemployment rate will probably end the year at 7%. The low was 4.4% back in March of 2007, so it gives you a real sense of how severe the economic problems are and why we need a big government response, particularly a big economic stimulus package.
President-elect Barack Obama has talked about creating 3 million jobs when he takes office. Will that solve the problem? Can you automatically translate the 2.5 million or so people without jobs into these new jobs he hopes to create?
Well, it won't solve the problem, but it'll certainly help. And I think we just have to think about what the world would look like if we don't do something like this economic stimulus plan that's being discussed and debated. You know, I think we would see unemployment well into the double digits. We'd lose 7.5-8 million jobs. Some numbers that are very hard to get your mind around. So I think he's not going to be able to get the economy back up and running quickly. But if we don't do something like this, the economy will be struggling for many, many years to come.
Mark Zandi is chief economist for Moody's Economy.com. Thank you.
Thank you.